get to your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls to start things out. It's the Amp Line, Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I made an observation today, and I just wanted to get somebody else's opinion. I wanted to throw it out there. And,
okay.
It has to do with the economy. I don't know a lot about the economy. I know that prices are going up. One of the things that I thought about was, what was it, about 6 months ago that they raised the minimum wage? Something like that?
It was last year sometime. I don't remember exactly when, but yes.
Okay.
It's definitely, it's gone up at least once, I think, and it's probably scheduled to go up again. And didn't they raise it to where it was based on inflation, or was that in Florida? I don't remember.
Different states are doing different things, so
yeah.
It's hard for me to remember, having been in a couple of states watching these things.
The federal minimum has been raised, as I understand.
That much is true.
Well, it seems to me that prices have gone up probably about as much as the minimum wage went up. So the minimum wage actually ended up doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works. Raising the minimum wage is a bunch of Mickey Mouse economics anyway. It doesn't, in the long run, it doesn't do anything for anyone.
And, I was thinking about it because back in the 70s when I just started working, I had been working for the minimum wage. And I seem to remember that at one point in time in the mid-70s, they raised it while I was working. And for about 6 months, I was a little better off. And then all of a sudden, I was in the same shape that I was in before. It seems like that. So I'm not sure, I'm not trying to pin all the bad things that are happening in the economy on the minimum wage. But it's just an observation that I made, and I was wondering what other people thought about it.
I think it's accurate. I mean, it is what happens when you raise the minimum wage, is that nobody gets helped. It's just a political maneuver that makes the politicians look like they're doing something for the little guy, when in fact it's just, they're just playing a game with people, and it doesn't really do anything. Of course, it's not just the minimum wage. It's also, because raising the minimum wage doesn't guarantee prices to go up. It's just a possibility after the minimum wage gets raised. There are other ways businesses can handle dealing with the minimum wage increase. They could, for instance, simply cut staff, or they could cut costs. So you could keep prices the same, but you could lose quality or lose your staffing. So that's one way or a couple different ways to deal with it. The other factor you're looking at, of course, is inflating the money supply, which in most cases does bring prices up overall. But then again, at the same time, the marketplace can still, even though inflation has been going on for years, some products are cheaper now than they've ever been, and that's just a testament to how powerful a force the marketplace is. But generally, yes, with inflating the money supply, which is what the Federal Reserve does by printing out dollars, that does inevitably result in higher prices down the line, especially for consumable items like food products and certainly fuel. No doubt about that. So hopefully that helps clarify things.
I already realized that inflation was a big part of it.
It's probably the biggest part.
That I made.
And
I haven't gotten a raise in like 5 years, so I'm a lot worse off than I was 5 years ago.
Right, and raises never catch up. I mean, very rarely do they ever catch up with inflation, because inflation happens at a much faster clip than the government would like you to believe it does. So even if you thought inflation was 2-3%, it's probably 8-10%. And so even if you were getting raises to kind of keep you up to date with inflation, it's still going to put you behind the ball. And many people don't even get those inflation-based raises. So many people are way behind the ball.
And they don't count food and energy when they talk about inflation. So, and those are the two biggest things right now. Those things are really going up.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, and another thing they don't talk about is in the economy is all the people that have lost so much equity in their homes due to, the housing bubble going up and then going down. Many, many people during the housing bubble, they were thinking, look at all this money. This is great. We're just making money hand over fist on our house. What are we going to do? Let's buy an Escalade, whatever they did. Or even if they did home improvements on their house, they took their, got a bigger house or something like that. Well, now that bigger house that they bought at whatever rate, well, it isn't worth, or whatever price, it isn't worth what it was before. And they've got themselves a whole bunch more in property taxes to pay. And people are, you know, they say that we're not in a recession. This is not a recession. Don't look around. Don't worry about this, people. This is not a recession. But the fact is, Americans, you know, they're significantly, a lot of them are significantly more in debt because of the housing bubble. They say many people are getting foreclosed on, and that much is true. There's plenty of people getting foreclosed on. But what about the people that, you know, made what they consider to be reasonable choices with their money? I took out a loan on my one house so that I could buy a second better house. I figured, these things in Sarasota are sure going up. Sure like to sell one of these and make a little profit.
Yep.
Put some money into the new house and, you know, fixed it all up. And then the housing bubble burst. And when I sold it at a $10,000 loss. And I made, you know, I was really lucky selling at a $10,000 loss. So I know a lot of people got it a lot worse. I don't consider myself an idiot.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, average Americans, I can't imagine where they ended up.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit more about economic-related things, specifically outsourcing, here in a moment. But let's continue with your phone calls. Kevin in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I just want to share with you my success story.
Oh, okay.
10 days ago, my TV broke, and I just left it there. So today's my 10th day without a TV in my life.
Wow.
I feel like I'm a much better person for it.
What were your habits prior to the TV breaking as far as your viewing habits?
Yeah, well, it was more about whenever I'd come home from work, I would just sit down in front of the TV, and that would be the rest of the night.
Wow.
So now I've got a lot more time for, you know, reading, writing, exercising outside, you know, just being more productive in general.
Do you miss it? Do you miss the TV?
I don't anymore. I mean, I wasn't gaining anything from it. Like, I wasn't gaining anything. It was just something to occupy my time.
So you were like a channel flipper then. You'd just sit down and flip around and see what was there?
Pretty much. Or I would just leave CNN on in the background just to see what disgusting news was going on in the world. But the reason I want to let you know is because this was inspired because of Nick. I remember a few months ago, Nick said that his TV, something happened to his TV, and he just left it off, and now he doesn't watch TV anymore. And that would have never occurred to me previously to just not get it fixed.
So, yeah, it's like a whole new world without actually having television. I don't think there's anything wrong with the television set. It's just the habits that people surround themselves with in regards to television. And, you know, this very destructive habit to just sit there and flip around through the channels with no purpose. If you're going to use your TV set to watch a movie, or you very specifically, you know, sit down to watch a show that you've, you know, elected to choose to watch, I think that's different than just kind of bouncing around the channels,
right.
Killing time.
Killing time.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm 23, so I know a lot of kids my age spend a lot of time just watching TV or, you know, whatever it is they're doing on the TV. But for all the listeners out there, it's a good change, and I highly recommend it if it's possible.
Fantastic, Kevin. Any other thoughts tonight?
That was it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and enjoy your newfound freedom. Thank you. 800-259-9231. More time to listen to Free Talk Live, I guess, right? All right, so let's go to the story here from San Antonio, writers, about outsourcing. And one of the reasons why, we've talked about in the past, one of the reasons why businesses outsource, of course, the primary reason is economics. Right? It's cheaper to do things outside of America. Why is it cheaper to do things outside of America? Well, let's go back to the minimum wage, which is what Matt was talking about earlier. The fact that the federal government props up people's wages in this country means that people can't compete for wage below a certain point. And so it also, of course, increases the cost of the products because the other countries can work for, you know, literally pennies. Of course, their economies are different as well, so pennies there is worth more there than it is here.
But it still affects, you know, it affects what we spend.
Either way, having a minimum wage means that certain workers are not able to contract for the wages they would prefer to work at.
That much is true.
And it does drive jobs out of the country, as well as regulations. We've talked about how regulations drive jobs out of the country. Businesses will just, you know, they'll go to a more friendly nation and where the government's just going to leave them alone and let them do their business as opposed to putting them through the ringer. But there's a third reason, and that is, well, we'll find out what the AT&T executives have to say about American workers here in a moment.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show, both free for you. freetalklive.com, the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show, is April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables, showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. knobcreekrange.com, that's Knob Creek Range. All right, 800-259-9231. So, we're talking about outsourcing and why businesses do it. A lot of people in America are very upset when they call to get some customer service on a product that they purchased, and they're routed to somebody in India, for instance, and they get very upset that they're not talking with an American. You've got an accent, and I'm very upset about that. And, you know, that's one issue, and I think that Americans, I don't really get it about that. I think it's just that some Americans just hate people that don't live in America. They hate foreigners, as it's called. Right?
I'm afraid it's xenophobia.
Yeah, it's xenophobia. And that is disgusting to me. But nonetheless, businesses continue to use outsourcing, despite the fact that some of their customers will be upset about it, because the savings are so significant, because the regulations here in America drive them outside of this country. Many of them would do business here in America if it weren't for the oppressive regulations placed upon them by the federal government. They'd just rather do business in an environment where they're not having to jump through all those hoops, where they can do business and run their business in the way they think is best without having some officious bureaucrat breathing down their neck. So those are two of the primary reasons for outsourcing, but the third reason is pretty illuminating, and it has to do with our education system. From Reuters, the head of the top U.S. phone company, AT&T, said on Wednesday it was having trouble finding enough skilled workers to fill all the 5,000 customer service jobs it promised to return to the United States from India. He says, "We're having trouble finding the numbers that we need with the skills that are required to do these jobs," said Chief Executive Randall Stevenson. He told a business group in San Antonio, "So far, only around 1,400 of the 5,000 jobs have been returned to the United States, a target it set in 2006, and the company adds that it maintains the target. Stevenson said he's especially distressed that in some U.S. communities and among certain groups, the high school dropout rate is as high as 50%. He said, "If I had a business that half the product we turned out was defective or you couldn't put it into the marketplace, I would shut that business down." Of course, government people aren't going to be shutting down their government schools anytime soon, regardless of how bad they're failing.
Yeah, that's the problem when the government fails. You can't do anything about it. You know, those people in those communities with those dropout rates of 50%,
mm-hmm.
they have to continue paying for those schools. Otherwise, that community, that municipality, will take their homes away. Now, if you were shopping at Walmart, it wouldn't be anything like that. People say Walmart's this terrible, terrible company. They say that AT&T is a terrible company for having taken its jobs overseas and all this other stuff. Who's more terrible? The company that takes some jobs away from that Americans were in, or the organization that will steal your home if you don't give them your money?
It's a good question. What I'd like to know is, what are the requirements for a customer service job at AT&T? I mean, this can't be a college-educated kind of a job. You're answering phones. Obviously, you probably have to type at a terminal, so you probably have to be able to type, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to talk to people on the phone, be able to listen and repeat back what the customer said, so you're understanding what they're saying, right? I'm just trying to think of, you know, what skills would be required for a customer service job?
It can't be too much.
AT&T cannot find enough people with the skills they need to fill the jobs right here in America. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that that Americans want more than AT&T is willing to spend on these jobs is what it tells me.
Well, no, it wasn't about money. It was about skills.
It says it's not about money, but it really is about money. Do you understand that if whatever, I don't know what
they're saying. They can't find people that are willing to accept such a low pay with the skills they need?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not saying that AT&T is cheap here. I'm saying that this is what they feel the job's worth, and they can't get Americans to fill it. Say it's $12 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If they started paying $36 an hour, you can believe people would flock to it. Now, what would happen to phone rates?
Well, they'd go up.
They'd go up significantly.
Well, and they wouldn't be able to compete with the other companies out there. But still, Mark.
Right, the companies that have foreign people handling their stuff here. This is why companies leave. They don't have a choice.
But even at $10 an hour or $12 an hour, you'll still make more at that rate than you would at a cash register job. And are these jobs that much more skilled than running a cash register? I just don't understand why. I mean, really, Americans must be total idiots if they can't fill these jobs. The customer service? Pick up the phone? Talk to people?
It can't be difficult.
Where are the failings? I wish there was more detail in this story, but it does just brings it back home, the message that we've talked about so many times, and that is that the American people are being dumbed down by the government school system. If you doubt it, go and do a little bit of research. It's what it was created for. The government school system was created for the purpose of separating the classes, separating the elites from the rest of society. And the rest of society was to be kind of just generally educated to the point where they could do the most basic of tasks. But apparently it's gone beyond that now. Apparently they can't even do the most basic of tasks. At least they can't run the customer service lines for AT&T. And so as government continues to be in control of education, quality of, the quality of the education levels of the people they're churning out continues to drop. And yet Americans are still patting themselves on the back, telling themselves they've got a great education system. And, oh, my school's an A school. Let's send our kids there because it's an A school. Well, A compared to all the other government schools isn't saying very much.
Mm. Yeah, that's really the problem, is they compare all the other government schools together, and then they get this grade rating. So you've got grade A crap, grade B crap,
mm-hmm.
grade C crap, and grade D or whatever. I think that they don't actually give schools Fs or something,
yeah.
because that would make the teachers
feel bad.
They'd feel bad. So they get, like grade D crap. So
right.
I don't know what they're, I don't know, public schools.
Yeah. If your school's got an A and it's a government school, then that just means it's slightly better than the other crap can schools that government has in its system. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that there's a good education there. It doesn't mean anything like that.
I'm sure that there are good, public schools out there. But as far as I'm concerned,
are you sure about that?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. There have to be. What about the one you went to?
Well,
they gave a darn good education.
Yeah. Well, I guess considering it was a government school, but mine was the gifted school, right? So
it's a government school. That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of like, it was like a government school though, but it was created for
the elite.
Right, it was created for the elite, basically. So it was a little bit different. Anyway, let me continue here with your phone calls. Neil in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on freemedianetworks.com. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, it's good. Definitely, we're watching you on Free Media Networks now. I wanted to comment a little bit about this subject because I think that people still don't realize that there's definitely like two ends to the spectrum. I think that the problem initially, like what unions started out for, was a good idea, but then the unions get greedy, and then they get crazy, and then they want way more money than they really need. I mean, I would do what most of like the average auto workers' jobs are, say for $10 an hour, reasonably.
Neil, I want you to have a chance to explain yourself. Hang on, 800-259-9231. More on outsourcing, whatever you want to talk about. Phil's on the line to talk minimum wage. Anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We continue talking about outsourcing, why jobs are going outside of the United States. There are several different reasons, and all of them come back to government. Let's go back to Neil in Michigan. Neil, you were beginning to make a point about unions, so go ahead and continue that, if you would.
Right. I'm sorry. I would put it back together now. In Michigan, we definitely have seen what happens when outsourcing happens, for sure. There was a gentleman actually running for Congress on the Liberty. He's an independent, but he's running. Basically, he's on the list of the Liberty candidates, and he said that he's afraid that what's happening in Michigan may end up happening all over the United States. And it starts off with, like, obviously, initially, when we created unions, it was because, you know, the corporate interests at the time were very cruel to workers. I guess the overlying issue is that greed pretty much screws up anything. It screws up governmental systems. It screws up the free market. It screws up anything it comes in contact with. With unions, it was the same way. The average auto worker gets paid a ridiculous sum for the amount of work that they do. This, of course, then drives, you know, their employers away. These people don't think about, obviously, the long-term effects that they're having on their companies. And then they do silly stuff like yell at people for working too hard. You know, don't do that. You're going to make us all have to work as hard as you are. You know, so that was a greed issue there. I then see then that some corporations therefore left for the reasons that you gave as far as regulations and such. And then in addition to that, though, after some of the places left because they had to, because it was either that or go under,
mm-hmm.
Meaning leaving the country, some places then went, hey, wait a second here. We can cut our bottom line quite a bit if we do this. You know, and then they end up in other countries. Now, I had a friend of mine who lives in Mexico. I play a lot of online games. You meet people from all over the world. And he was like one of those really well-educated, he was actually a lawyer in Mexico, and he got out of it because it's really corrupt down there. But And he, you know, we were discussing this issue, you know, and I was saying, well, they're telling us that, you know, that American workers are lazy and that we need to be more competitive. And he started laughing. We were on voice chat. He's like, it's not that you guys are lazy. There's just as many lazy people here in, you know, Mexico as there is in the United States. It's that the average standard of living that a Mexican is accustomed to is so low that they're willing to get paid 50 cents an hour for doing your job, because to them that's normal. What you're asking for basically is what, you know, the American standard of living is, and they realize that the bottom line means, you know, regardless of any other restrictions, you know, if you can get lower wages, then your business is going to do better. You know, they do, you know, and the only reason why I don't like the idea of getting down on companies that are, you know, using these kinds of unethical practices is not because I think we should be making legislation. It's because we as consumers should be looking at, you know, what these people do.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't want any laws to say that these people can't do it, but if, for example, a company
is using slave labor,
then, hold on.
There's lots of cases where this has happened, and here's, I can think of one off the top of my head. Do you remember back in, I think it was the late 80s, when there was a big scare that we're killing the dolphins with our tuna fish, with the tuna fish fishermen are killing the dolphins? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Now, and then, in order to, you know, combat that, the tuna companies came out with the Dolphin Safe Stamp. Now, one would assume, I didn't go, you know, I didn't look too deeply into this, but one would assume that that stamp means that somebody's certifying that as dolphin safe, or at least they took some steps, or at the very least that they're lying in order to bend to public demand. They understand what the public demanded. So the public demanded dolphin safe tuna fish and supposedly got it. And if the public demanded whatever from workers, you know, non-slave labor workers, or, you know, whatever it is that they you know, they want out of a company for, you know, to provide for its workers, the public will get it.
It's true.
Okay.
Well,
I feel the same way about organic foods. I often wonder, you know, who's supposed to regulate that.
Well,
you pay this extra amount and you have no idea.
Right. I think there is
certification.
Yeah, there's organic certification out there. I'm not, you know, color me unconvinced when it comes to organic foods, but, you know, fine and dandy. If somebody wants to pay, you know, quintuple the price for what the food that they consider safer, God bless them.
Now, you suggesting before, maybe I misheard you, Neil, but were you suggesting that there was something wrong in your mind with outsourcing jobs?
It's not, well, I guess it's kind of a situation of why are people doing it? And what my friend from Mexico is telling me is that his theory basically is that he, you know, that basically if you go to a global economy, you know, a lot of people feel that at least on the corporatist level of this, because I honestly think that a lot of the problems in the government are created through, you know, special interests. That's why we don't like politicians who have special interests. Special interests are funded by the, you know, by the corporations. And I honestly, it's hard for me to separate one or the other because you see so much corporate influence in the government. A lot of people think that the restrictions are there actually to prevent the middle class and, like, you know, small businesses from getting off the ground.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're there for. Sure they are.
Exactly. And that's why it's, I guess what I'm worried about is that if we, you know, there's like going to have to be an adjustment period if we switch over to a completely free market, because, I mean, like, for example, in Russia, when communism fell, like, right immediately afterwards, and they freed up the market, and all of the vendors went, oh, wait a minute, I can charge whatever the hell I want now, and then they just, like, shot all the prices up way high, and it ended up being a real problem. I don't like the way the former Soviets handled the problem, but it just seems to me that we got to be afraid of greed in all aspects, whether it's the
I'll have to disagree with you on that. I think that there's nothing inherently wrong with people being greedy as long as they're operating in the free market, because they're checked at all times in a free marketplace by their competitors and by the people in the marketplace, the consumers and the employees. All of these are different forces, market forces, that can check the individual who is greedy. The only time greed actually becomes a problem is when you can combine it with power, because if you've got governmental power at someone's disposal and they get greedy, then they use that power to satiate their greed, and we all suffer as a result of that. But with absent government power and absent government coercion, then all you've got is the free marketplace, and if anybody can get into an industry and compete, then it doesn't matter how greedy a businessman is. If he raises his prices to a certain point, someone else will jump in and open up a competing business and take his market share away from him. So greed on its own is not dangerous unless it's combined with power.
Well, you would hope that that's the case, but sometimes, I mean, I've kind of been studying this, and in my studies I've come up with something, what I call is essentially a cooperative monopoly. It's like we're all competing with each other, but we all agree that if we charge $6 for gasoline, they've got to pay it. And
it's called
we'll
a cartel.
Compete with each other for 3 cents here or 4 cents there.
It's called a cartel, and they don't last.
And you use the example of the Soviet Union, and there's a difference here. If the government regulation went away tomorrow here in the United States, it wouldn't be like the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union didn't have a capitalist system from the beginning. They had government set pricing and all that other stuff, which to some extent we have with regulation, but there. You essentially had shopkeepers all over. There weren't multinational corporations running things. Here in the United States, we have some really smart cookies running the big companies, and the big companies control what the little companies are able to sell at because of competition. You know, obviously, little companies can provide better service and that kind of thing, so therefore can charge higher prices, but to some extent, they're held in check by the bigger companies out there. And you're not going to have the total anarchy that you would have, you know, the lawlessness that you had in the Soviet Union here. It's just, it's not a parallel. The
well,
Soviet
I would
Union
certainly
a,
hope not.
The Soviet Union was a disaster from the get-go. They took a agrarian society, turned it into this, tried to turn it into, socialist paradigm, and, you know, socialism's going to fail every time,
well,
and it did.
There is a disaster coming in America, but it's coming because of government, and the only way to get away from it will be to get rid of it.
Now, I want to address the unions in Michigan for a second. I think unions are fine and dandy. I think any club is fine, just like the Lions Club. But in Michigan, unlike New Hampshire and Florida, I know, those happen to be right-to-work states. They have, those states have laws that are set in place for the companies that are there in that state on how they have to deal with the unions.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Right-to-work, explain it more when we come back here in moments. Hang on. Oh, thank you, by the way, Neil, for the call tonight. More with Mark and the union thing here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920, 1-800-451-8920, or log on to avacorradio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heaitonline.com. That's HEAIRITONLINE.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take the money in and reinvest it into the show to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. Got about 30 stations on board with us right now, and we can have more with your assistance. It's making a difference so far. Got people, program directors emailing me out of the blue now.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty clear to me that Free Talk Live is entering a new growth phase that is going to spread the message of liberty far and wide.
It's true, and it's all because of the amplifier. So if you want to get some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get involved. That's amp.freetalklive.com as we continue. We'll get to the phones in a moment, but Mark, you had a point about Michigan and right to work. Where were you going with all that?
He had mentioned unions and in ways unions can be, greedy. And, of course, corporations can be greedy. These are both, there's really no difference. They're both incorporated, right? They're both there to make profits. The union is there to make profits for the workers, and the company is there to make profits for itself. I don't have any problem with people getting unionized and demanding things from their employers. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What I have a problem with is, states like Illinois and Michigan and I believe California is one. I'm certain New York is, and New Jersey and those kind of places that have laws that are pro-union, because the unions have managed to get in there and lobby for rules that are pro them. I don't think there should be laws that are pro-business either in these relations. I think it should be completely voluntary what goes on between these two organizations.
Absolutely.
If you're an employer, Ian, and I represent the union of employees, and I come to you and I say, all right, Ian, we're all going to go on strike tomorrow unless there's creamer for our coffee in the break room. What are you going to say?
All right, I'll get you the creamer.
That seems pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. There's been a successful negotiation. You've said yes, and you've met our demands. Now, what if I come in the next day and I say, we're all going to go on strike tomorrow unless you quintuple our wages?
I'll find someone else.
And that, my friends, is the negotiations that should go on between companies. If the union of workers, if one guy comes in and says, excuse me, I'd like to have creamer for the coffee in the break room, and the boss says, yeah, I'll take care of it, and never does anything, well, if he has to get together with some friends of his, if he has to get together with all the employees and demand creamer for the coffee in the break room,
and that's what it takes to get it, he's threatening to strike, fine. It's their labor. They should be able to strike if they want.
Government steps in and mandates.
You must do this. You must do that. Now, I don't know what the specifics are in the laws of these states, but it would seem to me that if there are states that are called right-to-work states, that there are states where they essentially the unions don't negotiate, don't have the same negotiating power, that there are states that unions have significantly higher negotiation power. Why? Because of state law.
Yeah, that needs to stop. Let's go to your phone calls. Phil in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on Free Media Networks. Hello. Phil,
hey,
Nevada.
I'm here. I was just taking you off the speakerphone.
Gotcha. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was originally calling to mention about one of the factors that's happening is that a lot of the places that we are outsourcing to, they don't beat us on regulation. What they beat us on is the fact that their government has been destroying their local economies. But really one of the things that people have to remember is that we have been living in an incredibly and unusually, controlled economy. Any corrections that are going to take us out and into a free market situation are going to be painful. And that's one of the things that Russia did discover on its own is that basically going from an artificial scenario to a more natural scenario, people suddenly they were seeing their incomes not being equivalent to what they were spending on goods. But instead of going ahead and talking about, can we go ahead and try and make a new business to compete? They went ahead and said, oh, no, let's go ahead and just go back to a control economy.
You're saying that's what happened in Russia, you mean?
Yeah, Russia was an example of an extreme, what would be called a correction.
Mm. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, it's certainly possible there could be corrections and that might be painful for some people. But there's no doubt that if things continue on in the direction they're going, and I'm sure you'll agree on this, but that if things continue in the direction they're going in with more and more governmental regulation to the inevitable point of collapse, because no empire will last forever, the collapse will certainly be a lot more painful than if we just revert to a free market at this point.
Well, my statement is just that people need to understand that if we do convert to a free market, there will be periods of adjustment, and people will, for the first time in a long time, have to live with the fact that they've been putting their money and their effort and their training and all that into industries that are not going to be beneficial for them.
Well, I think that there will be corrections. You are correct in that, but there's problems with the current system that are going to be even worse in the long run. And even it's not very long at this point. The dollar's tanking, and it's taken a fast ride down a long steep slope.
And let's also not forget about the positive things that'll be corrected, if you will. And that is that every individual in this country will get to take home all of their money. I mean, if we get rid of the federal government, even if we don't have a true free market, we still have 50 state governments. Even just getting rid of the federal government would do a lot to just put more money in every individual pocket. So even if their spending habits weren't so great right now, and many Americans aren't, a lot of them are living in debt, at least then they'll have all the money they earn and they can do what they feel is appropriate with that. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Kurt in Michigan on the Amp Line. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment where the gentleman said that you know there'd be some growing pains with moving to a free market.
Mm-hmm.
Russia never really moved to a free market, for one. But another thing that would happen is it would just be counteracting the deleterious effect that the government puts on everything it touches. I mean, property is held artificially high because they hold so much property, and that makes it more scarce.
That much is true.
Simple as that.
But, especially out west, and even more so in Alaska.
Yeah. So, I mean, those people who bought, just before the government allows people to homestead are going to take their property values are going to tank.
Mm.
But as long as the dollar tanks with it, if I owe $100,000 on my house but it ends up, they end up printing so much money that it's that easy to get, well, then I'll just pay my house off, with the notes that are easier to get. simple as that.
Yeah, that much.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the AMP program. My alarm. I have an alarm set for every 3 months to write you a check.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell everybody out there who is an amplifier to please increase your AMP to the next level. This is information that needs to get out. And I mean, 30 stations, that's wonderful, but it's not enough.
Right. Rush Limbaugh's on over 600.
Well, yeah, if you could, I mean, you may not be able to go head to head with him with numbers, but on the argument, he wouldn't be able to, you could beat him with half of your brain tied behind your back.
It's absolutely true, because Rush holds an inconsistent philosophy, and that is that conservatism, you know, which is basically being socially conservative and supposedly fiscally conservative, although he's just making excuses for the Republicans who seem to spend like Democrats, although they spend in a deficit. You know, he holds an inconsistent philosophy, and quite honestly, I firmly believe that we're going to at one point be on, because our message is so strong, we're going to have to be on those 600 stations. That's, you know, that's how it's got to be.
I think you're reaching critical mass now, because I'm actually starting to meet people that have heard of your program other than just myself and people who I've turned on to it.
Wow, that's impressive.
I just want to let you guys know that I booked my trip, my car and my room this morning to go to Pork Fest, and I will see you guys there.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. The Porcupine Freedom Festival going on here this summer in New Hampshire. We'll talk more about that later. And, Kurt, thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you.
And the encouragement. Always good to have people on the AMP program, which, of course, we mentioned earlier. You can go to amp.freetalklife.com and help us get this show on more stations. I'm glad he brought up the simple point that I didn't even think to mention. Russia obviously was never a free market. I mean, after the government crumbled, maybe there was a couple days in there where there was no regulation, no government to speak of, but I don't really know. I wasn't there, so I can't really comment on it. If you were, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, any kind of changes that occur dramatically and quickly need to, you know, they are going to cause corrections.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about
it. There's no doubt about it. But I like the idea of correcting my money back into my pocket. I think that would be a good kind of correction, where I would get to decide and you would get to decide how to spend 100% of your income for the first time ever.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all know.